Looking at a firmer market here as we close out the week ahead of a long weekend.
Yeah, I think we got a couple things that maybe changed here towards the holiday weekend. First, summer weather holiday weekend of 2023 makes sense given the fact that both the European and GFS models are showing a pretty dry spell coming into Illinois, Indiana, Ohio the next 10 days, and very spotty rains in the central corn belt as well, and bean belt. And I would throw out there the areas of the Red River Farm Network, you're going to have some pretty extreme weather, it looks like, as well. Not really conducive to this ideal, perfect crop that maybe the market has tried to price in. Second thing, probably allowing the weather to sneak in and become maybe a higher priority before we go down for the weekend and celebrate our Memorial Day and what it means to us as Americans and all the military that have saved us and saved our democracy throughout the years, is the idea that we do maybe have a debt ceiling in the works and maybe we'll get something here by the end of the day. So to me, Randy, that sets us up on Friday going into the holiday, that the noontime hour, the 1 o'clock hour central time is going to be pretty important. We're going to get updated GFS weather model updates, and then we're going to find out whether Washington's going to talk before we go home for the holiday.
What do we look at then coming Monday night?
Well, the big thing we look at is, do we stay warm and dry? And I would throw this out at you, and this is where the analysis comes into play based upon the clients that I work with. And I've got a large percentage of my clients in the Western Corn Belt and another large percentage in the Eastern and Central Corn Belt. And my soft red wheat producers, where the USDA is saying production is going to be up 11%, where we're really going to get all the national yield from this year, they're saying they do have a record crop. The Southern Illinois Crop Tour just got done by the Wheat Association, 90-plus bushels on a weighted average. But those same producers are saying 2 weeks of hot, dry weather, and I can kiss that good, strong, maybe record yield goodbye starting next week. I think the trade's got to wake up in the soft red wheat market. Soft red wheat futures, to me, is one of the major things to watch as we come back from the holiday, along with those weather models.
Yeah. Then they'll also see planting progress if we get done with it up here in the Northern Plains, I think, right?
Yeah, I think we shift from planting progress in corn and beans to planting progress in the Northern Plains. And then we start thinking about emergence in corn and beans. I've also heard a lot of clients, northern third of Illinois, northern half of Indiana, running their planters back into their fields, especially on the corn. And that's a big issue potentially, given this late state in the month of May.
Sure. How about livestock?
Livestock markets are a little bit different. The trade is watching for the demand side. They feel like they've priced in a discount in the hogs. I think they have priced in a discount on the hogs. I think the pork's going to do very well this weekend based upon grocery store advertisements. Cattle markets found some real support with that Nebraska trade on Thursday near 180. I think that's going to hang that cattle market up there. Feeders are probably going to have to trade between the corn being strong and the cattle being strong and maybe try to feel their way through that.
Anything else we need to be aware of?
Well, one of the things that Nebraska clients are telling me right now, especially in the sand hills, and this may be something that you're seeing or going to start hearing in your area with this rain coming in, you're going to see females being retained, and that's going to tighten our cattle supply up some quite a bit this summer, I think, in certain parts of the country. That's a win from a standpoint of pushing the market higher, but that's also, I think, a very good hedge opportunity because we're probably going to get into a situation if these equities markets don't stay firm and if the hog prices don't stay firm. Beef exports are starting to show some weakness. We may have some consumption issues as we get towards the last holiday of the summer grilling season. Last thing I'll throw out there on that same vein is watch those summer gas prices. Distillate supplies are now at a one-year low. So keep that in mind, especially if you're running irrigation. Have a happy Memorial Day, and thank you so much for having me, Randy.
You too. Thank you much. We'll see you. Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting President Mike Zuzulo.